throughout the world. It's football time in Tennessee.
Here's Tua stepping back, loads up, looks long, throws, end zone,
touchdown!
Alabama, Devontae Smith, touchdown Alabama! And the Crimson Tide has once again ascended to the top of the college football mountain.
I can feel it coming in the air tonight. Hold on.
Going to be fielded by Lorenzo Neal at the 25.
Yeah,
pitches it back to Wycheck. He throws it across the field to Dyson.
He's got something.
30,
he's
40,
got something.
50.
He's got it.
40,
he's got it.
20. 10,
he's got 5, it!
End zone! Touchdown, Titans! There are no flags on the field! It's a miracle!
This is the Front Porch Sports Radio Hour with your host, Drake Colley.
Good afternoon and welcome into the Front Porch Sports Radio Hour. I am Drake in the studio with my good friend Clayton the Claw, ever knowing and ever seeing Harris.
Good afternoon, Drake.
Good afternoon, Clayton. It is Monday, April 15th, and you know what that day means, folks. You either got to get them in or get an extension, one or the other.
Extension on this end.
I hear you. I'm with you. And there's nothing wrong with an extension. Now that I'm retired, my wife and I have all the time in the world to gather up receipts and tax information and get it to our guy a little ahead of time. So, fortunately, past few years we've been able to do that, get it out of the way. But it is tax day, so happy tax day to everyone. And, you know, just try to embrace it. I know it's not the most enjoyable day of the year, but just try to embrace it and hopefully get that done and put it in your rear view mirror. But over the weekend, a couple of games that were in the book. The first thing is the college football spring games are all blooming right now. The orange and white game was played this past Saturday in Knoxville, of course, with a crowd of just about 10,000. At that game,
a lot of construction.
Nico, okay. Iama Liava, right? Is that close enough?
I think so. If not, we'll hear about it.
Had a pretty decent little day. I saw some highlights. He threw a couple of deep passes, looking pretty good for the orange and white. Crowd of 10,000 allowed in to Neyland Stadium because of all the construction going on up there. Have you heard of anything? What's going on? I mean, is it just a total renovation of it?
I think they're doing some upgrading. Yeah.
You know, the same thing they kind of did to Bryant Denny years ago.
Yeah. I mean, it's an old stadium. Bryant Denny's an old stadium. And, you know, occasionally you got to have a little repair here and there.
Speaking of Bryant Denny, the Alabama A-Day game, or Crimson and White game, whichever you want to call it, was also on Saturday. It was on ESPN at 3 o'clock. The Orange and White game was shown on SEC Network Plus at noon this past Saturday. And then at 3, the A-Day game came on. And basically, the setup for that game is they just had the first team defense against the first team offense. So Jalen Milroe and company and his first stringers were going against the first string defense because Coach DeBoer, the new coach of the University of Alabama, said he just wants to see where everybody is against their number ones. You know, you can't really tell a lot. In his mind, I guess he's thinking, you know, it's tough to tell a lot from going against second and third stringers, right?
I was impressed, number one, with the crowd. I was impressed with kind of the offensive flow. It's got a different pace to it than what we're used to seeing. And you had some guys out there making plays that I'd never even heard of before. Well, I take that back. I've heard of some of them. There was one guy I had no idea who he was. But I thought both Jalen Milroe and Ty Simpson both looked really good, all things considered.
The transfer that followed Coach DeBoer from
Washington,
Jeremy Bernard, I believe is his name, wide receiver. Admittedly, a big physical wide receiver, type of wide receiver that will go up and get the ball if it's in his area. He had 122 yards, I think, receiving.
Yeah.
Jam Miller, the running back for Alabama, along with Justice Haynes. I think Miller had the most exciting run of the day. I would say he had almost a 40-yard run.
Yeah.
Was tackled right before the end zone. So there were some highlights there with the Alabama team. Now, there were some people on social media that were talking about the sorry condition of the playing field there at Bryant-Denny. Of course, it is kind of early spring, and you know, take some time for grass or seeding or whatever the deal is to get in place and grown in. So, you know, there might be some issue with that.
It'll look good come September.
Yeah, I mean, that's when it counts, right? And so, and there was also, Clayton, some discussion on social media how DeBoer, who I'm very impressed with, by the way, heard him talk after the game and some other interviews that he did over the weekend. But there's been some discussion about the coaching style differences between DeBoer and Nick Saban. And yeah, I mean, not all coaches are cut from the same mold. Not all coaches coach in the exact same way. I don't understand Alabama fans, you know, the traditional Alabama fans going on social media and attacking DeBoer for not being the exact same style coach that Nick Saban is. Do you agree? I mean, they don't have to be. Do they have to be the same?
I don't think it's fair to try to hire somebody that's exactly like Nick Saban. I mean, yeah, I mean, two different styles. Saban's a lot older, has the credentials of, you know, winning national championships, kind of runs that military style type regime as far as the way he conducts his program. DeBoer's more of a player's coach. He's the guy that's going to, you know, he's going to cut up with his guys and you know, and it's nothing against Nick Saban, but he's going to be in a lot better position of having a good relationship with his guys. He's more personable, probably. Maybe not as much tunnel vision as Nick Saban has. And I think it's a good shakeup. I think it's a really good shakeup. So
Jalen Milroe was quoted as saying, "It's special to have Coach DeBoer here because of who he is as a person." Milroe went on to say, "You want to play for a coach like this. How personable he is. He has positive reinforcement behind the criticism as far as getting us better. I'm super excited to play under Coach DeBoer." And so there's been a little bit of a different feel with Alabama's program this spring, from the extended media access, player availability, music at practice, and more. Linebacker Deontay Lawson sporting the number 0 for the first time in Alabama history. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, they just
made zero's it, never been used at Alabama.
They just made it eligible, I think, a year or two ago.
Lawson said, "I think he cares about his players. He tells us that we're all in this together all the time. It makes you want to compete for him. You're just able to open up and be yourself, not just on the football field, but off the field as well."
Exactly.
As a player, you just want to play hard for him. So, you know, there are two different mindsets as far as the coaching styles go between Saban and DeBoer. Now, don't get me wrong. Nick Saban is about as successful as it comes to getting guys to the show, right, to into the league.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be totally honest.
Absolutely.
I don't know what the – there's a huge number of players that Saban sent to the NFL. And there will be a huge number that DeBoer will send to the NFL, but they just do it in different styles and different ways. But we'll have to see what happens. You know,
yeah.
I mean, I almost feel as though watching Saban over the years, and I watched pretty much every football game, and he went through a couple of years with he had some problem with his kicker.
Yeah,
we had some kicking issues, and it was almost as though I almost watched his interaction between Saban and the players and thought to myself, you know, he's putting a lot of pressure on these kids. I mean, there's already enough pressure as it is with 100,000 plus looking at you. But then to compound that pressure by getting in the kid's jock and just chewing him out, undressing him right there on the sidelines. My question, you know, and who am I to question? I mean, hell, he's Nick Saban. He's 6 national titles. He's the GOAT. Seven. He's the GOAT.
Yeah.
So, but do you feel as though as a coach, sometimes you can want too much, you can demand too much, you can be too overbearing to where it gets in the head of the players, especially your skill set players that have to think, make quick decisions, your quarterbacks, your wide receivers, and you know, those type of guys, your kickers. Am I making any sense at all?
I don't disagree. I think society changes as time goes on. And, you know, Bobby Knight's a classic example in basketball. Not sure how well that style would work in today's society. I think with some kids it would work. In some places it won't. I mean, you see it in high school ball around here locally. I think you look at Richland. They have a great head basketball coach down there in Loveless. He gets on those guys. Not so sure if that would work at other schools.
Right.
But it's about the culture of the program, culture of the school, culture of the community.
And their home dynamics.
Correct.
And the dynamics at home of what the environment that kids are being raised in now.
I'll give you a classic example. Jadeveon Clowney almost went to Alabama. Unfortunately, Alabama didn't get him. It came out that a lot of it had to do with Nick Saban's style. And Steve Spurrier, on the other hand, a little more laxed, a little more laid back.
Okay.
That was more his style. He was so good, you knew he was going to be a first-round draft pick wherever he went. Some of these other guys had to kind of conform to Saban's style because they wanted the opportunity and a chance of making the league. So they had to go in and they either succeeded and they made it and they took it, or they left. And we saw, you and I both know, we saw guys leave a lot over the years.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sometimes it just isn't the right
fit. Some guys couldn't cut the mustard. Some guys saw the writing on the wall where they were going to be, even though they were a 4-star superstar high school player.
Absolutely.
That they more than likely came to Alabama and were going to compete against other 4- and 5-star players. And if they didn't put the work in, and if Saban and his coaching staff didn't feel that they were up to par and putting in the work that they demanded from players, studying, practice, 100% practice, whatever it was, then they were kind of shuffled to the back. And they understood, hey, you know, I could be starting at Kentucky. And I could be dominant. I mean, I wouldn't even have to work hard at Kentucky. I wouldn't even have to work hard at Mississippi State
or South Carolina.
South Carolina. I mean,
do you remember Jarrell Harris?
I don't know. Is he a linebacker?
He was a linebacker.
Okay. Oh yeah.
5-star out of high school, out of Gadsden, Alabama. In the same class, you had Dante Hightower, a 3-star out of Lewisburg, Tennessee. Now, everybody's heard of Dante Hightower.
Hardly anybody remembers.
But nobody remembers Jarrell Harris for the reasons you just mentioned. So
there you have it. I mean, and they're just different. Now, would DeBoer, does he know when somebody's sloughing off at practice? Yes. I mean, don't get me wrong. The coaches know. Yeah. Coaches know when you're always on film now. When you're loafing. They know when you're not putting forth 100%. And will that affect your playing time? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Is Saban the type of guy to pull you aside and say, hey, you know, what's going on, Jarrell? He's just gonna put somebody in Jarrell's place, and Jarrell will sit over there on the bench and never be heard from again.
Correct.
But DeBoer, with his personalized style, very easily would probably pull Jarrell aside or call Jarrell into his office, have a one-on-one meeting, and saying, hey, look, you know, you've got this terrific potential, and I understand you're a superstar at Gadsden High School, but now you're at Alabama.
What do I got to do to make you better?
Now you're competing against the best. I want you to succeed as a person and as a football player, but I need you to connect with what we're trying to do right here and not disconnect. And I need you all in on what we're doing. So there's more. I think there's more of that kind of conversation going on with DeBoer than ever would with Saban.
Oh, Saban's going to say hit the
or right. Coach Bryant. You know what I mean? Yeah,
exactly. Exactly. You're right.
You either get the job done, or we'll find somebody else that'll do the job. We're not gonna ask you why you're not getting the job done. You know. And so a lot of Alabama fans, and I was reading this article, and this writer was putting in some of the emails he was getting after he'd written the article and put it out there, and then he reposted the article and started putting down some of the emails, and people were saying, you know, DeBoer's too soft. You don't need to be friends to your players. You got to be more of a militant. You got to be more of a, you know, a dictator, you know, like Saban, like Paul Bear Bryant. But like you said, Clayton, you know, times they are changing. Times are changing. Things are different. Kids don't take the butt chewings like they used to. Parents don't take the coaches chewing their kids' butts like they used to. Right? I mean, you're kind of up. So that style of coaching, you know, like you said, works for some, but it doesn't. It's not a one size fits all.
When you and I went to high school or elementary school, people still got the paddle all the time.
Yeah.
No more paddle anymore. Some places may still do it. But, yeah, I mean, again, you don't want Nick Saban 2.0. Yeah, you want him to have the same style of success, but you want the guy to be authentic and to be himself and what has made him a good coach up to this point prior to his stop at Alabama. So, Bama fans just need to chill out.
Relax.
Let the guy do what he does, which is win
and be quiet.
When he wins football games. Look at his record. He wins football games.
My question is this. I know Saban was 72. I know he said college football is changing. I know he said the NIL and everything else was tough to deal with, transfer portal, yada, yada, yada. I wonder how much the crying and belly aching from Alabama fans over the years, questioning Saban's. When Saban was down, when the team was down a few times, not many times, but there are a few times that Alabama stumbled, you know, against Tennessee for the first time in 16 years.
Yeah.
You know, their Alabama fans were not happy, and they let Saban know about it, and they bitched and moaned and cried about it. I wonder how that kind of wore on, a few of those wore on Saban a little bit. I mean, I'm just saying. I'm not saying that's the cause he left. But it didn't help.
No, not at all.
To be ungrateful and unappreciative and to jump on them like a pack of dogs at the first sign of weakness in the Alabama program. This is the Front Porch Sports Radio Hour. I'm Drake. He's the Claw. We'll be right back.
it up, we don't say. Ladies, pick it up, just move forward.
This is Coach Tredarius Goff from Columbia Central High School Football. You are listening to 101.7 WKOM in Columbia, Tennessee.
Hi, I'm Robert Rogers at Parks Motor Sales Buick GMC. Parks Motor Sales was founded by my granddad, Bobby Parks, and my great-granddad, Julian Mays, in 1958. We've been family-owned the whole time, and being family-owned, locally-owned, means you get to get your next vehicle or your existing vehicle serviced by the same people who stand in the grocery line with you, drop their kids off at the same school you do, and smile and are happy to see you when they do. So come see us at Parks Motor Sales in Columbia, Tennessee on 919 Nashville Highway or parksmotorsales.com.
Are you thinking about a new fence? Maybe you need a pole barn. Then you should give Sands Fence Company a call. That's 931-309-1644. Will Sands has built his business based on the principles of honesty, quality, and integrity. Sands Fence Company has been in business for over 20 years, providing the community with farm, residential, and commercial fencing, as well as pole barns and buildings. Call today for a free estimate. Sands Fence Company, 931-309-1644. 931-309-1644.
Hi, I'm Steve, the garbage man. Are you new to Maury County? We want to welcome you and your family. We are a local residential garbage service, and we want to be your garbage man. We've been around for over 30 years, so we have a reputation. Check us out at garbagemaninc.com or call Mike at 931-540-0919. You could also ask your neighbor. 931-540-0919.
Hi, this is Terry Tillis from Tillis Jewelry. Here is what some of our customers are saying about us. Great people, the place to shop for fair prices and great craftsmanship, beautiful vintage and custom jewelry. Thank you, Beth. That is our goal. Stop by and see for yourself. Make sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram.
Tillis Jewelry, downtown Columbia. Owned and operated by Rick, custom designer, and Terry, registered gemologist. Assuring you the best jewelry value and expert services.
Hey, this is Tripp Stoltz, owner of Columbia Ace Hardware. Spring is here, and we are excited to announce that we have completely remodeled our store. We have expanded our selection in many brands, including Milwaukee, Steel, and Big Green Egg. We have new inventory arriving daily, so come see the changes for yourself at 112 East James Campbell Boulevard, Columbia, Tennessee.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Do you have trees that need trimming or removed? Do you have stumps that you want ground? A1 Tree Removal is a family-owned and operated business local to Columbia and Lewisburg and servicing surrounding Middle Tennessee. They are licensed and insured and provide free estimates. No job is too big, no tree is too small. Give old Luke a call or text Luke at 931-359-3113, or you can check them out on Facebook and tell A1 Tree Removal that you heard this ad on the radio. If you love America, you will love A1 Tree Removal.
American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning is built to a higher standard, so you can focus on the problems in your life that actually matter, like the stair that only creaks when everyone else in the house is asleep. American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, built to a higher standard.
Call Davis Heating and Cooling at 931-388-2090 for all your home comfort needs. Davis Heating and Cooling is your local American Standard dealer and proudly serves the Maury County area. Find Davis Heating and Cooling online and on Facebook or call today, 388-2090.
This is Elk Kennedy. The old saying is, happy wife, happy life, couldn't be more true. Many years ago, my wife, Mary Susan, had major surgery on her back, but continued with chronic pain. Doctors were saying invalid, disabled. But then she found the Dr. Gill Center for Back, Neck, and Chronic Pain in Franklin, Tennessee. It has changed our lives. We visited there recently with Dr. Wendy Tuohy, saw the state-of-the-art facilities. Folks, don't take a pill. Call Dr. Gill.
Go to callmepainfree.com.
Hey, this is Seth Moss at Tennessee Valley Equipment, a premier FAE PrimeTech, Bandit, and Shurex dealer. We are your dealer for all of your land clearing and forestry mulching needs. We sell equipment, provide repair service, and parts along with a rental fleet of mulching equipment. We also offer mulching teeth, blades, and sharpening. Our number one priority is getting you up and running as quickly and affordable as possible. Tennessee Valley is located at 300 Santa Fe Pike in wonderful Columbia, Tennessee. Stop by or give us a call today at 931-981-9812.
This is Debbie Matthews with the Nashville Realty Group, and if you've been paying attention, you know the housing market has been tough, but rates are beginning to thaw. So if you're thinking about selling, the time to jump in is getting better every day. But if you're thinking about buying, and those interest rates are still a little bit too high, a good agent knows how to negotiate interest rate buy-downs, and I'm a good agent. So call me, Debbie Matthews with Nashville Realty Group, 615-476-3224.
This is Tripp Stoltz with Columbia Ace Hardware. I love listening to 101.7 WKOM FM, Columbia, Tennessee.
Have you ever wondered if your insurance needs can be personalized? This is Hunter Carey. Our team specializes in planning your insurance needs to get you the best possible solution. State Farm is the largest home and auto insurer in the country. I love bringing that to my hometown. Born and raised in Columbia, I'm grateful for our close community ties. We offer help with home, auto, and life insurance for everyone in our community. Our office is located at 909 South Garden Street across from the fire station. We're also online at huntercarey.com. That's Hunter, C-A-R-Y.com.
Hi, I'm Matt Perales, manager of Murray County Equipment. We help you with all your agriculture and construction equipment needs. We carry a full line of New Holland tractors from compacts to high horsepower. We have a full line of Gravely mowing equipment. We also have New Holland construction equipment, attachments, and accessories for your tractors and a complete parts department. We are locally owned and operated. Come see us at 1075 North James Campbell Boulevard or learn about us on Facebook or contact us at 931-490-8183.
And welcome back into the Front Porch Sports Radio Hour. Excuse me, hour. Happy Tax Day. It is April 15th. Make sure you get those filed or get an extension.
Yeah, I just got a text that the IRS accepted my extension.
Congratulations, sir.
Thank you.
Happy winter.
I'll sleep better tonight.
Absolutely. And to finish up the discussion on Alabama and their new coach, Kalen DeBoer, out of Washington, there was some watching the Crimson White or A-Day game from this past Saturday. There were some takeaways, most of them from the offensive side of the ball, as we watched Jam Miller, the running back stable of Jam Miller, Justice Haynes, freshman running back Kevin Riley. Who else we got back in that backfield? Anyway, those guys looked pretty good. The first run from scrimmage was a little over 20 yards by Jam Miller. And Jam Miller, after the game, was quoted as saying, quote, "We're going to be the number one running back group in the country." Miller talking about himself and his stable mates in the backfield. As we saw multiple sets with Miller and Justice Haynes working with the first team behind Milroe.
They like to have this little up back in their formation that kind of lines up behind the right guard and tackle or left guard and tackle, kind of offset from the other back, which if you put that guy in motion, I mean, there's so many different things you can do
with
two backs. So, I mean, the fact that he's thinking they're going to be the best running back group in the nation, love the confidence. And I think it says a lot about the offense that they're installing down there. I mean, I told you before we started recording, it's got a different pace and tempo to it than what we're used to seeing.
Well, to quote the Dixie Chicks, you know, it's going to be good to get those backs into wide open spaces.
Correct.
You know what I mean?
That's the goal, find a wide open grass.
And Miller's saying we're going to be the number one running back group in the country. And he followed that up with a quote, and he said, "Trust me." So, all right, Mr. Jam Miller, I'm going to take your word for it, and we'll see what we can do this fall, see what you guys can do this fall anyway. The 88th Masters is now in the book. It was finished up late yesterday as two-time winner now, Scottie Scheffler, 27 years old. The guy looks – is it TV or does he look a little older than – I thought he looked a little older than 27.
Maybe a little
older. I thought he was like he was in his 30s or something.
But boy, did the odds makers get that one right. Good grief. I mean, he was a huge favorite.
Yeah. Well, he was the number one. He was the number one out of the gate. He's the number one all weekend.
And Bryson DeChambeau did exactly what he always does. Comes out of the gate firing hot, and then just kind of
I don't know how many LIV golfers ended up doing very well. I mean, I don't, you know.
Brooks Koepka, man, that guy's just falling off the face of the earth.
Ever since he did that reality show.
Yeah.
He hadn't been very, you know.
And JT had an awful, awful showing. Didn't even make the cut.
Well, Scheffler came in first. He shot 11 under for the tournament. The closest player to him was the Swede, Ludvig Åberg, 23-year-old sensation, played at Texas Tech. He shot 7 under, so he was 4 shots behind. But kind of the real story of the day was Colin Morikawa. I mean, was right there. It like the turn, there was like 4 guys, 6 or 7 under, tied all together. And it was Scheffler, Åberg, Homa, and Morikawa.
I was impressed with the way Homa played, too, for the whole week, for the whole tournament.
And Morikawa sunk one in the water. Mm. And, yeah, you do that. You do that on number 8 or 9 or whatever the deal is. Yeah, you're out of there, especially on Sunday. So, Cam Smith came in, let's see, 6th, followed by DeChambeau. Cam Smith, I heard he cut his – I think they said he cut his mullet off. He still had pretty long hair the last time I saw him. But anyway, DeChambeau came in tied for – well, he and Smith are tied for 6th. Xander Schauffele came in 8th. Terrell Hatton came tied for 9th. Will Zalatoris also tied for 9th. Cameron Young tied for 9th. And then Patrick Reed at 12th. And – You know, Greg Norman showed up.
Sure.
Saturday, had to buy his own ticket in. Mm. Masters people weren't giving him a pass in, so he had to scalp a ticket off the street to get in and watch his LIV boys play. And of course, Rory McIlroy is not part of LIV and has denounced LIV golf, the Saudi-backed pro tour. So, was it Saturday? It might have been Friday that he got in. Talking about Norman. Anyway, one of those 2 days, he followed Rory McIlroy's group around.
No, wow.
Whether it was just to mess with him, whatever the deal is. Of course, you know, Greg Norman led eight majors, starting the final round. You know how many of those majors he's won? He won?
0.
1.
Oh, 1. Wow.
He blew 7 Sunday leads in 8 majors, including a 6-shot lead, I believe, in the 1996 Masters, and wound up losing after starting the day with a 6-shot lead on Sunday at the Masters. Losing to Nick Faldo by 5 strokes.
That's unreal. That's unreal. That's an 11-shot swing.
In one day.
God.
He's never won a major in the United States. Maybe he just harbors ill feelings about the United States. And decided, you know, I'm a firm believer about this LIV PGA thing. I'm a firm believer in dancing with the one that brought you.
That's right.
That's just, you know, it's just the way it is. And a lot of these golfers that have gone over to LIV side, I get it for 100, you know, Drake, what do you do it too for $100 million. Well, not if I was already filthy rich. I have a little bit of a moral standard I live by, I like to think. But just for the sake of money, I'm not going to spit in the eye of the association or the organization that made me famous, that made me a multimillionaire to begin with. Because without PGA, I mean, without the PGA, where would LIV be? There would be no LIV.
Right. That's true.
So, well, you know,
apparently Tiger Woods is working behind the scenes to try to get some type of arrangement or deal worked out to end this nonsense.
Well, they should, because the only time now that we get to see the greatest golfers on the planet all play against each other in one weekend, one tournament, are the majors now.
That's it. Sad.
Which Gary Player said that the Masters is fourth on the list of the majors. By the way,
that's insane. You see where Liv's coming to Nashville?
What?
Yeah.
Where are they going to play? Do you know?
They're playing. What's that?
Legends or the Hermitage or no or Opryland or
no. It's I'll pull it up right now.
Anyway,
they're going to be here this summer. They're going to be at the Grove. And I don't have that date, but they are going to be.
Do you know the last tournament, they didn't even allow spectators on the course?
June 21st through the 23rd at the Grove.
I wonder if they'll allow spectators. They did not. The last tournament they had at one of Trump's courses, they didn't even allow spectators on the.
That doesn't make any sense. That's
crazy. On the golf course.
I don't know. That's wild.
Well, anyway, Scottie Scheffler ran away with it. He is obviously the number one golfer in the world for a reason.
Yeah.
Four-stroke win in the 88th Masters, 27 years old, second time, second green jacket. And I say he's got some more to go at 27.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I mean, he's going to have a whole damn closet full of them. He might let me borrow one.
Speaking of golf.
I bet it's cool just to put one on and go have a bunch of beers with your friends. You know what I mean?
Like, absolutely.
You know what I mean? Imagine all the people be want to just touch you.
You heard about the sequel that's being made, haven't you?
The sequel? Sequel to what? What are you talking about?
Well, we're talking about golf. Happy Gilmore 2
is
going to happen. Just got announced. That'll be interesting. That'll be really, really interesting.
Now, who's he going to fight instead of Bob Barker?
Yeah, Chubbs is gone for real.
Him and John Daly out there running around on the – you know what I mean?
I wouldn't surprise
what
me.
What about John Daly?
If we don't see John Daly in Happy Gilmore 2.
Have you seen these videos of Daly where he's like holding a beer in one hand, barefooted.
With a cigarette in the other.
Yeah, and just hitting one at one-handed and just hitting a par three, like a 150-yard par three, just knocking it stiff. I mean, it's incredible.
That is incredible.
So – all right, the Nashville Predators are in the playoffs. They have also won their last two games. They are the first wild card spot in the Western Conference. In the Western Conference, they will be dealing with teams such as Dallas, Winnipeg, Colorado, and Nashville. Those are the top four teams in the Western Conference and there in the Central Division. In the Pacific Division, there is Vancouver, Edmonton, LA Kings, and the Las Vegas Knights just got in. I think last night they were down a couple of goals late in the third period. If they didn't win, they don't make it in. And by God, they came back, tied it up.
Wow.
And qualified to make the playoffs on like the last game of their season. Nashville's last game is tonight at Pittsburgh, game 82 of an 82-game season. The puck drops at 6 o'clock. But it looks like the Preds are going to – their first-round playoff is going to be against the Vancouver Canucks. You know? Do you know what a Canuck is?
I really don't. I think you stumped me.
I might be wrong, and you folks can call in 931-626-3131 and correct me. But I believe a Canuck is a kind of like a native, another name for a native Eskimo. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
So a Canuck, so an Eskimo from that region of Canada or that area, a Canuck. Kind of what they call, you know, like they call, well, rednecks in Tennessee. This is the Front Page, Front Porch Sports Radio Hour. I'm Drake. He's the Claw. We'll be right back.
This is Jim Ross, and you are listening to Front Porch Radio, WKOM 101.7, located in Columbia, Tennessee.
Celebrate you with a new vehicle from Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Columbia. We have a huge selection of new vehicles waiting for you. We're talking cars, trucks, and SUVs. And if you're in the business of selling your vehicle, we've got you covered. We'll buy from you even if you don't buy from us. At Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Columbia, we're locally owned and operated and proud to serve our community as the largest CDJR dealership in Tennessee. Find your new ride today when you visit Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Columbia.
I'm Barbara Lincoln with Holland's Pharmacy. We have advertised with WKRM and WKOM for the past several years and found it to be very successful. I highly recommend advertising with them if you have a local business like ours. We're located at 1608 Hatcher Lane here in Columbia. We're open Monday through Friday from 8 to 6 and Saturdays from 8 to 2. Stop by Holland's for all your prescription needs where we have fast, friendly, courteous service. We custom fit support hose for you also. Thanks for supporting Holland's and WKRM and WKOM.
For 40 years, the Jewelers Bench has worked hard for their customers and provided the highest quality jewelry at the best price. They keep going back. Recent renovations have allowed them to expand their inventory. More high-quality jewelry, custom vintage and estate pieces, and professional jewelry and watch repairs. They also buy gold. The Jewelers Bench, still here, still great service. 808 Trotwood Avenue, Columbia.
Hey, this is Derek Ransom of Ten Pin Alley, voted number one family entertainment center in Murray County. We offer 32 bowling lanes, giant arcade, laser tag, bumper cars, and a full cafe and bar menu. We also specialize in group events, kids and adult birthday parties, company parties, sports team parties, and holiday parties. We're located at 322 East James Campbell Boulevard in Columbia. Call us today at 931-381-BOWL or visit us at tenpin.com. Ten Pin Alley, it's where the good times roll.
In today's uncertain world, you can never be too careful about your family's financial future. That's why the Parker Group, a part of Baird's Private Wealth Management, is offering a free second opinion on your financial plans. Let us review your current plan, and we will identify any gaps and offer suggestions to improve it. Please call the Parker Group at 931-548-3737. That's 931-548-3737. Robert W. Baird & Company Incorporated does not offer tax or legal advice.
This is Mark Curry at the Trailer Store. We are a local, family-owned business. Every day, I work with my wife, Susie, my mother, Becky, and my son, Justin. We offer a full line of lawnmower trailers, utility trailers, stock trailers, and a full line of trailer parts. We also offer service. Come see us at 1021 New Lewisburg Highway. Call us at 931-381-2795. That's 931-381-2795.
Farmer Johnny here, Taylor Family Farm. I'm going to give you all a little look-see. We raise 100% non-GMO grass-fed beef, pasture chicken, and pork on our family farm. Everything that we grow is raised with love and care to ensure the highest quality and nutrition for our family and customers. You can shop online at TaylorFamilyFarmTN.com or visit our farm store in person at Etheridge, Tennessee at 301 Dave Reisner Road. That's TaylorFamilyFarmTN.com for more information.
The generations that have paved the way for us deserve respect, integrity, and compassion. This is Kelly Dobson, owner of Caring Hearts Home Healthcare. My grandmother and mother started this business in 2005, and I was honored to take over in 2012. Licensed and insured, we help our aging community stay in the comfort of their own homes. Online at CaringHeartsHomeHealthcareLLC.com, by phone 931-381-5470, or in person at 1121 Trotwood Avenue here in Columbia. That's Caring Hearts Home Healthcare.
This is Trey Adcock with Dixie Equipment Sales and Rental. We sell ASV and Wacker Neuson equipment. We also rent a wide variety of compact equipment in the Middle Tennessee area. Come see us. We are located in Columbia, Tennessee at 200 East 16th Street. You can call us at 615-969-0118 or visit our website at www.dixiediesel.com. We have been in business for over 42 years, and we would love to help you turn your project into reality.
This is Coach Devin Simler from Columbia Central Baseball. You are listening to 101.7 WKOM in Columbia, Tennessee.
Have you ever wondered if your insurance needs can be personalized? This is Hunter Carey. Our team specializes in planning your insurance needs to get you the best possible solution. State Farm is the largest home and auto insurer in the country. I love bringing that to my hometown. Born and raised in Columbia, I'm grateful for our close community ties. We offer help with home, auto, and life insurance for everyone in our community. Our office is located at 909 South Garden Street across from the fire station. We're also online at huntercarey.com. That's Hunter, C-A-R-Y.com.
Hi, I'm Matt Perales, manager of Murray County Equipment. We help you with all your agriculture and construction equipment needs. We carry a full line of New Holland tractors from compacts to high horsepower. We have a full line of Gravely mowing equipment. We also have New Holland construction equipment, attachments, and accessories for your tractors and a complete parts department. We are locally owned and operated. Come see us at 1075 North James Campbell Boulevard or learn about us on Facebook. Or contact us at 931-490-8183.
And welcome back in to the Front Porch Sports Radio Hour. This is our final segment. Thank you for joining us this really beautiful tax day afternoon.
82 and sunny. Where is the is your pool open yet?
Not. Oh, I don't. We'll probably have another good 3 or 4 weeks for it. Why, do you want to go swimming or something?
Hey, man.
You know, we pop a couple of tops and head over there and hang out with Carl.
Yeah,
Carl,
there you go.
Carl's all about the pool, man.
That beautiful Alabama liner.
I love that beautiful, great big A with the old traditional A.
That's come back. It's come back.
Have they brought it back?
On the the white basketball jerseys.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I think that's what we should always have. Yes. I love that A.
It's pretty neat.
Devon, I'll tell you what else. Who else is loving life and loving things is former Alabama Heisman Trophy winner as a wide receiver.
Unbelievable.
I mean, Alabama goes, they're basically their whole football life without having a Heisman Trophy winner. And then we get Mark Ingram and name them off. We get
Mark Ingram, Derrick Henry,
Devontae. Trent Richardson didn't win it, did he?
No, he didn't win one.
But, I mean, we didn't even –
we had none for 100 years.
The storied career of 100 years of Alabama football, no Heisman Trophy winners, and all of a sudden, Big Nick gets to town, and next thing you know, it's raining Heisman Trophies all over Tuscaloosa. Bryce Young.
So they've had four.
Okay. Devontae Smith. Golly, Bryce Young. You know, I mean – Bryce, I don't know, man. I pray for Bryce. I really do.
We'll see how it works out.
I mean, they love him. His teammates love him down there. They just think he's, you know, he's an incredible person, an incredible player, and hard worker. But you know, you got to get it done on Sunday, man. You just got to get it done.
And
on Sunday.
And it's tough for a guy that's 5'11".
There's more like 5'9".
Yeah, they may list him at 6 foot. You're right. He's probably 5'9 or 5'10". To see over 6'7 offensive linemen and 6'7 defensive ends. So, but
I mean, as an Alabama fan, I just pray for him that he does gets better. And I thought at the beginning of last season, I thought, okay, you know, he's stumbling out of the gate a little bit. You know what? Not so much. The NFL draft. Oh, let's go back to Devontae first. Devontae Smith, Heisman Trophy winner, University of Alabama, caught the pass from Tua that beat Georgia in the national title game, right?
Mm-hmm.
Saw Nick run on the field, his hands in the air. He couldn't believe it. I mean, I hope he had a pair of Depends on right at that point because I know I think I needed some, a pair. But Devontae Smith and the Philadelphia Eagles have agreed to exercise Devontae Smith's fifth year of his rookie contract, the option, and extend that contract for another 3 years for a total of $75 million.
Good for him.
$51 million of that is guaranteed. So that means after he signs a contract, at some point he either gets a check from the Eagles for $51 million to put in his bank account, or he gets a money wire from the Eagles. In either way, he gets $51 million of that $75 million guaranteed money.
And it also means that this time next year on this day, he'll be writing a check to the federal government for about 40% of it.
Well, well, the more you make, the more you write the check for.
That's right.
So congratulations, Devontae. I know you're happy. Your family's happy. Think about the Eagles, guys. Think about this. They now have their quarterback signed in Hurts. Now they have their two wide receivers in Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown signed. And now they've got their new running back, Saquon Barkley.
They're going to be loaded.
I mean, damn, if you can't put points on the board with that, then yeah. Sirianni needs to pack it up and get the hell out of Philadelphia. And I'm sure those fans will tell him that.
I mean, think about if Andy Reid was still there, what he could do with that offense. My gosh.
Speaking of Philadelphia fans, I had some family members that took their two sons. They're big Brave fans. Our daughter and her son-in-law and two sons. And they went to opening day.
In Philly.
In Philly for the Braves. And even with the two small boys beside them.
Get a little wild.
They were not welcomed with open arms by Philadelphia Phillies fans. There was plenty of F-bombs to go around.
Sure.
And
that's unfortunate.
Of course, now she and her husband and the two boys were decked out in Braves gear everywhere, which, you know, is probably you know what I'm saying? I'm not much on going to other people's ballparks.
I'm right there with
and dressing up I'll go to an Alabama game. I might have an Alabama polo shirt on or something, you know, a pair of jeans or a pair of khakis or whatever, depending on what weather, shorts. But I'm not wearing that to Knoxville. Not that I'm scared to wear it to Knoxville or I'm scared to wear it to away games. It's just something I don't do. It's something I don't need to bring attention to myself or the people I'm with. As an away fan,
I can assure you, I have worn many neutral colors in Neyland Stadium over the years.
Yeah, and it's not that I'm scared. It's not that I'm worried about getting mauled by Tennessee fans. It's just something I like to watch to enjoy the game. I like to watch the game with my family or my friends or whoever I'm with, and not be bothered just because of the color clothes I'm wearing.
Well, I just never wanted to get mustard on any of my Alabama apparel if I went to Knoxville.
Well, golf balls don't, but you know, golf balls probably, you know, other than bruising you or putting an eye out or breaking a bone or something, I mean, a golf ball is probably not going to mar the clothes that you wear. But you're right, mustard is hell to get out.
It is.
Just ask Lane Kiffin. Yeah. So NFL draft is Thursday, April 25th, which is like a week from this Thursday, right?
Yes, it is.
In Detroit, Michigan. And it'll start off at 6 o'clock at night or whatever and run through Sunday. And the order goes like this. Carolina, Washington, New England, Arizona, the Chargers, the Giants, and the Titans in 7th. Look like we're going to take offensive linemen. So
from Notre Dame, it appears.
Yeah.
Oots.
Yes. Alt.
Alts.
But you know what? He sounds like an offensive line. Alt.
Yeah, he's got the name.
Okay. All right. We're at the end of our hour. We certainly appreciate you all spending some time with us. We are the Front Porch Sports Radio Hour. I'm Drake. He's Clayton the Claw. We're going to take a few days off. Back on Thursday at 4 o'clock. We'll have the Murray County Public Schools Game of the Week announcement then. And have a wonderful rest of the day.